The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Lamed Aleph. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenhel Ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Fuas Shereima. Yosef Ben Sarah, Rahamim Ben Adel, and Sarah Bat Rachel. Nun Nishmat, Sarah Bat. Regina Malkah, Ruach Hashem, Tenihenna, Began Eden, Maslahat, Yosef Ben Simha, Shekhosh Baruch Hu, Yasir Oto, Ma'asaraf. We are beginning today's daf on Lamed Aleph Amud Lishon, and we are right on the top of the Amud Gufa. We had a statement, Amar of Hazda, Mode Rabbi Nehunya Ben Akana, Rabbi Nehunya Ben Akana agreed, Begonev helbo shel havero v'achalo. A person stole, let's say, the helev of his friend v'achalo, and then he ate it. Shu hayav. In that case, he's going to be hayav to pay. Which means, even though according to the Bino Hanya Menakana, he said, when a person is subject to a monetary payment and a karet, so we say kim le bedaraba mine, we give him the greater of the two punishments, which would be the karet. However, in this case over here, a person stole halib. Well, stealing halib, that's a monetary payment right there. And he ate it. Well, eating it is hayav karet. So he says, even so, the deen is shu hayav. Even though he's going to get karet, he has to also make the payment. Why? Shekevan et hayev begeneva kodem sheyavo didei isur halib. Because they do not come simultaneously. Which means first he stole the halib. Right there at that point when he stole it, there's no karet, he's just a thief, he has to pay. When he eats it, then the karet comes. So the Hadush of Rabbi Nehunya is only when the monetary and the karet come at the same time, then already we say kim nebedar bamineh. But in this case, the geneva came at one stage, and then the karet came at the second stage, so therefore, he gets both. So Gemara says, let us say that this is arguing on Rabbi Abin. The Amar Rabbi Abin has orek chetz. Person throws, let's say, a hit, an arrow on Shabbat. Mitqilat arba lesof arba. Right, to be hayav on Shabbat, let's say if you transfer something for amot in the Rishut Rabim on Shabbat, so what is hayav? You made akira, and then after for amot it landed, it's a hanaha, so you hayav for hotza'ah. So vekara shirain balichato, and in the interim, as the arrow was airborne, it ripped through a piece of silk. So therefore, you have a double pay. You have a double issue. You have the sikila issue of Shabbat because you were over one of the melachot, right? You transported something for amot neshut rabim, and also there's a monetary payment over here of ripping somebody's silk. So the din is patur. In this case, one is patur from the payment. Why? Sha'akira tzorech hanahahi, which means the akira that you made is connected to the hanaha, and therefore, in this case, they consider it all simultaneous. So the Gemara says, just like akira is considered tzorech hanaha, Rashi says hilkach, it's third line. Afagav dehayuv mamon mekame hanaha atya, even though the monetary came before the hayuv mita came. Right, because the monetary came when it was airborne. The hayu mita doesn't come until it lands. Patar, patur. He's still patur. Why? Who il uben akira vanaha atyala mita v'tashlumin ba'im ke'ahad. It's considered as they're coming simultaneously. Why? Shakira tzorech hanahai. Because the akira is connected to the hanaha. Umeahish sha'ata athala le'melacha. Which is the melacha starts at the time of the akira. Which means it's considered already as if you started the melacha at the time of the akira. Therefore, when it rips through the silk, it's as if it's simultaneous. Therefore, the law is what? Kim nebid rabba mineh, the person is going to be patur. So the Gemara says, for the same logic, here too, by the case of the halif. Hagbaha Sorek Achilahi, which means when the person stole the Halib, we should consider the actual lifting of the Halib, the beginning of the Achilah. Just like you consider Akira, the beginning of the Anachad, if it's considered simultaneously, you should consider the taking of the Halib, the beginning of the Akira, if it should be considered simultaneously, and if it should be Patur. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Haki Ashta? Well, you're comparing? There's no comparison between these cases over here. Hatam Iefsha Lanacha Belo Akira. Haka Iefsha Lachira Belo Hagbaha. Which means, by the case of the throwing of the arrow, it's impossible to make a hanacha without an akira. Therefore, the akira and the hanacha are connected. Which means, how could something land unless it is uprooted? To be hayav and terrain in akira and uprooting and a hanacha and a placement. So therefore, I can say the akira and the hanacha are integral. Therefore, the melacha starts at the akira. Mashiach and haka, efshal akira b'lo hagbaha. But over here, the hagbah, when you lifted it up, that's not integral to the eating. You don't have to lift it up to eat it. What's the proof? The iba'ik gahin va'achil. The guy could have bent down and eat it from the floor. Yes. And therefore, you can't say that the eating started at the time that he picked it up. The eating is not, the lifting up is not integral to the eating process. Therefore, it's considered separate. It's not considered simultaneously. Rashi, the iba'ik gahin, lemata migimel tefahin. Let's say he would lower himself. Less than three tefachim. Ve'achil. Ubatzin megimal lavak bahai. So long as, let's say, you're bowing, or you're lowering yourself less than three tefachim, it's considered you're eating from the ground. If it be more than three tefachim, it's like you lifted it up. Because three tefachim above the ground is considered, it's above the ground. And therefore, when the person would lift it up, he's making hagbaha. Mashiachim, when he lifts it, when he bends all the way down, it's within 3 to 5 of the ground. It's taking it from the floor. So therefore, there's no hagbaha. And therefore, the Gemara is giving a difference between the two cases. Comes Gemara and says, Inameh. We have another difference, another answer. Hatam iba'ela hadura lo matzeh mehedarla. Hacha matzeh mehedarla. Once already you make an akira on this arrow, it's the point of no return. It's in motion already, which means it's going to land. Masha'ek, in the case of the stealing, when the person takes the halev, it's not at the point of no return. He can put it back down. He doesn't have to eat it. Which means akira and anacha are connected to each other in this case, because once you throw it, it's in motion. It's going to land. Therefore, I'll tell you, the melacha starts right at that point. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo matzil adura, mishizarak et ha'chetz." Right. Once you threw the arrow, hilkach mishat akira. At the time of the akira, sofo lekroa lo shirayin. Already at the beginning of the akira, Rashi's language over here is sofo lekroa lo shirayin. It's destined to rip the shirayim, the silk. Now, the Mefarshim analyzes Rashi a little over here. If we were writing Rashi, we might write something different. Rashi's language is Mishazarak et ha'chetz. When you threw that, it's Hilkach Mishaat Akira. Rashi should have said Sofo Lehaniyach, which is, it's destined to land. What's the whole point of this Gemara's answer? The Gemara is trying to say, once you let it out of your hand, once you released it, it started, so it's going to land. It's in motion. You cannot undo it. It's going to automatically land. But she doesn't say that. That she's language over here is sofo lekroa lo shirayin. Shirayin. It's going to destined to hit the shirayin. So what was she saying that? The point is, it's going to land. What is he throwing? It's going to rip the silk. So the Mefashi medayek over here like this. They come along and they say in the Rashi the following. ויש לפרש שרשי מפרש את הלשון שכדי להיפטר מתשלום על ידי חיוב מיטה, in order to be פטור from the מיטה, to be simultaneously, אינו מספיק שחיוב ממון יבוא באמצע מעשה מביא לידי מיטה. It's not enough to say that the ממון comes and takes place in the middle of a מיטה. Middle of the mitah is not enough, because right, you're in the middle of a mitah stage. At akira, to mamon, then it lands. At the middle. Middle is not enough to be considered simultaneously. Ela, sarik shevu chayuv ke'ehad. It has to come at the same time. בהתאם לכך, אילו היה חיוב המיטה מתחיל בתחילת מעשה זריקה, if you would have said that the מיטה starts at the throwing and then the ממונות comes later on, that's like considered simultaneously, even though it's in the middle of the חיוב מיטה. So that's what Rashi says like this. לכן פירש רשי שכיוון שברגע שזרק את החץ, once already you threw the חץ and already אינו יכול להחזירו, not only is it considered you started the חיוב מיטה, but it's as if it hit the שיריים already at that point. Mm-hmm. As if what's considered בתחת, even before it hit the שיריים. Because mm-hmm. the פשט is since already at the point of release, you cannot take it back. It's as if right away at that point, it's just automatically going to hit the שיריים. It's like it hit it at that point. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's mamash bevatahat. Shekivan sheberega shezarak et hachetz, enu yachol lahaziro, lo rak shetchein chayuv amita b'shant hazirika, ela gam etchein chayuv amamon. Why? Sheberega sheyatza hachetz miyado v'yi efshal lahaziro, sofo lekrovat hashiraim. Since it's all about he destined to hit the shiraim, the yidus took, it's like it did it immediately. Therefore, it's considered bevatahat. That's the way they want to medayek the Rashi again. So now let's read the Rashi back inside. לא מצא להדורה משזרק את הצלקח משעת עקירה סופו לקרוע לא שיראין. From the time of the עקירה already it's as if he ripped the silk and it was considered בת אחת from the inception, therefore you're going to be פתול. So basically we have two answers. What are the two answers? The first answer is that what? אי אפשר להנחה בלא עקירה, and therefore it's integral, and therefore it's all considered batachat. Masha'enken, in the case of the hedev, you don't have to lift it up and steal it in order to eat it. They're two separate acts. Second answer, once already you made an akira, it's in motion. Already the process has started. Masha'enken, you cannot return it. Masha'enken, the guy stole the hedev, put it back down again. Therefore it's not connected to the akira. Mm-hmm. So comes the Gemara and says, מי איקה בין היי לשנה להי לשנה? What's the נפקא מינה between the two answers? איקה בין היו, אבל לא גיבה נפקא מינה. המעביר סכין ברשות הרבים. Let's say a guy didn't throw a knife or a arrow. He's walking with a knife in the רשות הרבים on Shabbat. וקרא שיראין בהליכתו. And as he's walking, he ripped a piece of silk on the way. So you have a חיוב מיטה, because he's carrying arbamot b'shut rabim, transferring, and he also has the mamonot, which is the ripping of the shiraim. So the Gemara says, "Lach lishna damra iyefshal lanacha belo akira." According to the first answer that says they're connected, the akira and the hanachah are connected. So therefore, hakanami iyefshal lanacha belo akira. Same thing over here also. You cannot make the hanachah without akira. Therefore, it's considered all one action. And therefore, it's considered bevatahat. Therefore, you're going to be patur from the mamonot. However, but according to the opinion that says, once you make an akira, you can't take it back, you can't stop. Here you can, because you're walking. So therefore, he doesn't have to continue walking. So therefore, it's not like throwing. He's ma'amir. So therefore, in this case over here, it's not going to be considered batachat. So according to that, over there, since it's not going to be hayab both. You'll be hayab for the carrying, and you'll be hayab also for the breaking of the silk. So that'll be the nafkamina. Comes Gavarat as gufa. Amar Rabbi Avin. Hazorek chayetz b'tirat arba, lesof arba. Okay, the case we just said. The guy threw a arrow. Right, started at the beginning of the four amot, and it landed at the end of the four amot. It ripped shiraim, the silk in between, on its flight path. Patur. Why? Sha'akira tzorech anahai. Because we explained that the akira is the beginning of the act, and it's the beginning of the process of anahai, because every anahai has to be preceded by an akira. Therefore, it's all considered bevatahat. Therefore, when you do an akira and anahai, at the same time, you broke the shiraim. So we say that what? Kim nebid rabba mined. If you're only going to be hayav mitah for the akira and anahai, you're going to be patur from the mamon. Right? Because we say kim nebid rabba mined. Mativ rabbi bai baravaye. So rabbi bai asks a question. Hagonev kis b'shabbat. A person, let's say, steals a kis, a purse of money, a wallet, on Shabbat. Okay? Rashi, hagonev kis b'shabbat, higbiho b'reshut ha-ba'alim. How did the guy steal the purse? He lifted it in the possession of the ba'alim, of the owner. He lifted it up. V'otzio b'reshut rabim. Take the purse, and the shut ha-yachid, where the ba'alim, the owner, says, lifted it up, and transfer it into the Reshut Harabim. Okay, so it says what? Hayab. Now she's a betashlumin. Now Afa Pisha Neherag, even though he gets killed. Because by the way, it was Motsim Reshut Yaqeid, Reshut Rabim. On Shabbat it's considered Hayab Mita. And still it says what? He has to pay for the wallet, for the money that he stole. Oh, so she says, the Gemara says, Shekebar and Hayab Begineva. Because already was Hayav Geneva Kodem Shiavoli De Isur Sekila. Why? That she the Shalem was obligated to pay the Hagbah Kone Bechol Makom. Once he lifted it up, he's holding it, it's in his possession now. Once you lift something up, even if it's still in, let's say, the domain of the Baalabayit, when you're holding it in your hands, it's your possession now. And therefore, it's Hayav Geneva at that point. When is he Hayav on Shabbat? Not until he transfers it out. So that case of it is no kim nebet rabamine, because it's happening at separate times. Good, so we understand that case. Gemara continues, Hayam megarer v'yotze, megarer v'yotze, patur. But let's say he was dragging it out. Okay, he didn't lift it up, he dragged the wallet out, so then already it's going to be patur. Why? Shere isur shabbat v'geneva ba'im ke'ahad. Because then already, the isur shabbat, when does it hit? Once he drags that to the Shut Rabim. When does the Geneva hit as well? Once he brings the Shut Rabim. Because here he's dragging. He didn't lift it up into his possession. So now you only over Geneva once you take it out of the possession of the owner. When is that? Once it goes to the Shut Rabim. So that's what's happening simultaneously. Simultaneously we say, Kim Nebet Rabamine. And therefore there's going to be no punishment of Mamon. He only gets the Mita. Also comes the Gemara and says, Ganeshi. Hayam Megarer V'yotze. He did not lift it up in the Reshut HaBa'alim. He didn't acquire it ela behotza'am Reshut HaBa'alim. Right? Patur Isur Shabbat. Right? It's Patur because the Isur Shabbat and the Mamonot hit at the same time. Gemara says, Ve'amai. The Gemara has a question. Why don't you say Agbat Sorech Hotzaahi? That's she. Ve'amai ki igbiyo b'reshut ha-ba'alim ve'kena'o. Why when the guy lifted it up into the reshut ha-ba'alim and he acquired it, amai hayav? Why are you telling me hayav? Nema misha'at agbah at halal lehotzaah. Didn't we just say Akira is the beginning of the hanaha? So why don't you say here also, when you lifted it up into the Reshut HaBa'alim, that's the beginning of the Hotza'ah. I can't get it out of the Reshut HaYachit, Reshut Rabim, unless I lift it up and take it out. So therefore, let the Mitah start at that point. Therefore, the Mitah and the Geneva simultaneously, so it should be Patur. Which means, just like you told me, not in the case of Gorev, in the case where you lifted it up. Would you tell me when you lifted it up? Hayav. Why? Because the Geneva took place right when you lifted it up, and the Shabbat doesn't hit until you took it out. Why? If you tell me the previous Gemara, that Akira is the beginning of Hanacha, and therefore it's all considered starting from the beginning, the Hayu Mitah starts from the beginning, so same thing over here. Once you lifted it up, the Hayu Shabbat is starting right now. So therefore it should be considered simultaneous, and therefore it should be Patur. So the Gemara says, Haka b'may askinan. What are we talking about over here? Kegon shehigbiho almenat lehatsni'o.
Oh yeah, pickpocket guy.
I know the guy picked it up, not with the intention to take it out to the Reshut HaRabim. The guy picked it up. Of course, he's a thief, but his intention was the Gabesh Shabbat, not to bring it into the Reshut HaRabim. His intention when he picked it up was to hide it. Now on Shabbat, you're not hayav until your akira is for the kavanah of what, taking it out. But if your kavanah when you lifted it up is in order to hide it, then what happens? V'nimlach alav. Then you changed your mind. So in that case over there, when you take it out, at that point the akira, or the lifting of it, is not the beginning of the hayuv mitah. Because the lifting it up, your kavanah was what? Not for removing it. Your kavanah was just for hiding it. Rashi. Rashi says, oh, read the Gemara a little further. V'chi agav nami hayav. Hold it. Even let's say he took it out at the end. Is it going to be hayav in such a case? V'amar Rav Simon, amar Rabbi Ami, amar Rabbi Yohanan, hamfaneh hafasim mizavit zavit, v'nimlach alein v'otzian. patur. Shedo aita akira mishat lishona dekach. Which we learned the Masechet Shabbat. A guy, let's say, is lifting up his crates, right? And he wants to lift up his crates or barrels, whatever it is. His kavanah has to move it from one corner to another corner. That's legal. But then what? After he lifted up with intention to move it to one corner, he ended up bringing it outside the Shud Rabim. He's patur in that case. Why? Because since his akira was not for the sake of Hotza'a, he changed his thought mid-process, but already once the akira was in motion, your akira's kavanah. Shabbat to be ayah, you have to have machshava. Melechet machshavet asla Torah. Therefore, I pick up the crate, right? My kavanah is what? No, I'm not daydreaming. My kavanah is, I want to move this crate to the other side of the room.
Can you change it?
Good. Now, as I'm walking to the other side, I'm saying, you know what? Pass. I want to bring it outside. So even though technically you have an akira, and you have an anaha, but the akira was not for the hanaha purposes. It was not for removing it. It was for just shuffling it in the same room. Also, therefore the Gemara says, same thing over here. If this guy's kavanah was to pick it up, aminat matzniya, right? He was in the guy's a kanaf. He went into his friend's property, lifted up the item, on Shabbat, yeah? So right there, you want to tell me, ganav. Good, we agree. Ganav, once you lift it up, sure, you're a ganav. Also, you wanted to say, oh, but Hayu Shabbat starts there also. No, Hayu Shabbat doesn't start there. You know why? Because when he lifted it up, his kavanah was to
just hide it
somewhere. Oh, good. But that implies what? Once he takes it out, he's going to be Hayav. No, he's not going to be Hayav even. Even when he takes it out, there's no Hayuv at all. And we're looking for a case where there's two Isurim. There's a Mamon Isur and a Shabbat Isur. But in this case, when he lifted it up, Latzniya, even if he ends up taking it out, since his intent when he lifted it up was not for the Isur, he's never going to be Hayab. So what's the case? So the Gemara says, Ela Ema, you know what the case is talking about? Al Menat Lehotzi'o. Oh. So back to the question now. The guy lifted it up
to take it
with
out.
The intention to take it out. So then what's our question? If it's on the not to take it out, the chaurah, the hayuv mita begins at that point. Therefore, simultaneously, you should be patur from the mamon, because it's happening at the same time. So the Gemara says, you know what the answer is? Hacha b'ma'askina k'sha'amad. We're talking about over here, where he lifted it up with intention to take it out, and then he stood. He stopped. Rashi, hacha b'ma'asker k'sha'amad, v'amidato hi hanacha la'akira rishona. Guy lifted it up. What was his intention? I'm taking it out. But what did he do then? He's walking out now. Right? On the way out, when he stood to shoot the eye, he stopped.
It's like putting it down.
Oh, exactly. Once already he stopped, it's like he put it down. Now, when he starts again, that's considered a new hanaha, a new akira, I'm sorry. Ve'en chayuv shabbat ba'alo al yedei akirat chayfetz rishona. Ela, which means the akira that he did originally is nullified. Ela al yedei akirat gufo, which is now ready of a new akira when he started to move again after he stopped. She'okir atzmo hala amida al menat notzi v'akirat gufo k'akirat chayfetz. Good. When he moves his body, it's like he's moving the actual item itself. And therefore, the case was like this. Originally, he made an akira what? Like the Gemara says, for the purpose of chotza'ah. Good. So therefore, technically, what that akira should be the beginning of a process, right? But what happened? He stopped. Well, once you stop, so you nullify that original akira. Now, once already he ends up taking it out, fine. There's going to be hayuv, which is because bottom line, he did take from the Rishut Yahid and brought it into the Rishut Arabim. But now already it's considered separate, which is the Geneva took place, Akira number one. Right? Now Shabbat is Akira number two, when his body now stopped and then took off again. So therefore it's separate actions. So then we have a situation where you can have a Mamon and a Shabbat at two separate times. Therefore you're not going to be Hayab on the Mamon. No, I'm sorry. That's why you're going to be Hayav twice. You're going to be Hayav on the Ginevah at the time you lifted it up. Right? And then you stopped. Good. So now what you did originally is finished. And now you're starting a new item of Shabbat. And definitely Hayav on the Shabbat when he exits. So the Gemara analyzes, hold it. You're telling me you stopped. Now we learned in Masechet Shabbat that not every time a person stands is it considered nullifying your original akira. For example, it's quite normal when people are walking that they stop in the and their tracks in order to adjust the load on their shoulders. Now that's not considered stopping. Now in Ihrami there's another type of stopping where you're stopping to rest. That's considered stopping. So we would have to assume in this case it's Surma where the guy stopped to rest. But if he stopped to adjust his load, then his original Akidah is still in play. So the Gemara says, "Bemai askidan kishamad, amad lemai." What did he stop for? Ile katef. If it's in order to put it on his shoulders better, that means to adjust. Urhehu. That's the normal derech. That's like considered stopping. That she says, "Ve'en amidato hanachal lebatil akidah rishona." Which means that stopping is not considered a rest that's going to nullify the original Akira. So must be talking about the case of Lafush meaning to rest. And therefore that type of item where you're stopping to rest nullifies the original. Because you're stopping. It's made a hanaha now. That doesn't matter. Which means once you stop, your actions speak louder than your intention. You stopped. What did you stop for? I stopped to rest. So your akira that you made originally, it's nullified now. Now when you take off again, it's a new akira. Because your stopping was not for the purpose of adjusting or something like that. It's because you want to relax a little. Good. So that must be the case over there. So the Gemara says, Avad le katef mai. What do you want to say? When he did it to adjust, you want to tell me that it's going to be patur? That'll be part of it happening simultaneously. Because you're going to tell me, let's speak it out. When you tell me when the guy picked it up originally, right? He made an akira. So you want to tell me, that's already gineva right there. And you want to tell me your Shabbat begins there also. And even though you stopped, since you only stopped to adjust, so your original akira is still in play. So therefore, you should be patur. Right? So only be hayav.
One.
So the Gemara says, very good. If that's the case, adetani hayam migarer v'yotze migarer v'yotze patur niflog v'nitni bedida b'med devarim amurim b'omed lafush aval katef patur, which means the braita brought me a case of where you hayav two and when you hayav only one. Right? So what was the two cases? Well, in the case we made a hagbaha, so then you tell me hayav two. Because you tell me the Geneva takes place and then the Shabbat takes place. Because we're talking about the case where you stopped. And if since you stopped, you nullified the original one. Good. And what's the case where you told me you're patur? Because they're happening simultaneously. The dragging case. So the Gemara says, what did you have to introduce a dragging case? Keep it in the same case and just make a difference between what the reason you stopped. If you stopped in order to rest, then already you're going to be hayav two. But if you stopped in order to likatev, to fix the load, then already it's still considered simultaneous. So you're going to be hayav one, which is what did you have to go to the case of Gider? What you got to go to the case? You could have kept it in Ahmad the Katef or Ahmad Lafush. You didn't have to introduce a new case. So comes the Gemara and says, which means in the case of Magbiya, in the case of lifting it, you have two cases. You didn't have to start introducing dragging to get a case of patur. In lifting itself, you have a case of patur. Yeah? The difference between omed lekatef or omed lafush. Comes the Gemara and says, Ela. So we have to say like this. Hamani, you know the author of this braita is Ben Azayi. It's the opinion of Ben Azayi from Masechet Shabbat. The Amar that says Mehalech Keomed Dameh. He holds like this, Ben Azai. He holds when a person is walking every time you stop, when you walk, you take a step, that's considered Omed, as if you stood. That's she, Ela, third line. Lo tukme kesheamad. Which is, don't give the case over here where you stopped. Because if you gave the case where you stopped, then already you can give the chiduk between Omed Lekatef or Omed Lafush. Vafilu ache hayuv Shabbat da'akira, lav ma'amat akira rishona, which is, I'll give the case where the guy's actually continuing walking. And still, even if he continues walking, it nullifies his original akira. How could it be when a guy continues walking, he didn't stop, and his original akira becomes nullified? Tagbaha atyale ela ba'akirat gufo shel pesiyah harona, which means when does the Hayuv Shabbat come? come only when his last step comes and exits from the Reshut Yaqid into the Reshut Rabim, kishiyotzim min abayit uben azayi. Kedamad perek kamad shabbat me'alech ke'omed dameh va'akirat kol pesia havya akira. Every pesia that he takes is considered a new akira va'anahat ha'regel yaniha. And every time he puts his foot down, it's a new anaha. Hilkach kanya mishat akbar. Good. Now let's go back to the case of the ganav. The second he picked it up, he's a ganav. Right there, hayuv mamon. No, the hayuv mita b'fsi'a b'traita. What is he hayav on Shabbat? Only on the last step. Because every time he takes a step, it nullifies the akira right before it. You have an akira, then you have a... I don't know how you do it, which is, he lifted it up, and then when he puts his foot down, it's considered a hanaha. He's still in the same domain. He did nothing yet. He lifts his foot up again, akira, puts his foot down, hanaha, in the same domain.
Just like
he did nothing yet.
He rested?
Yeah, it's like nothing. It's like you stopped. Yeah. Makes Akira again, puts his foot down, same domain. When does Hayuv Shabbat come? At the last step that he takes. He lifts his foot up in the Reshut Yachid, puts his foot down in the Reshut Rabim, bingo, right there, Hayav on Shabbat. So that's the case where it's happening at separate times, therefore you're going to be Hayav too. So in Hagbaha, you only have one case. In Hagbaha, the case where you're going to be Hayav too is what? The Shittat Ben Azai. That's why the Gemara could not make a chilut between you stopped Lafush or you stopped the Katif. Because according to Ben Hazai, it doesn't matter. Every time you walk, it's considered, even if you didn't stop. Every time you walk, it's considered as if you stopped. Mm-hmm. So let's speak it out again. So according to Ben Hazai, you're in the guy's domain. Ganav walks in. He picks up the Hefetz. Right at that point, Ganav.
Right.
You lift it up. Hayuv Mamon. Good. Now he starts walking. Mm-hmm. Okay? Every time he takes a step, it's considered Akira. His foot goes up, Akira, foot goes down. He didn't even stop.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Could be he's running. It doesn't matter. Every time the foot goes up, it does Akira Anaha. So Akira Anaha, as long as he's still in the
Shabbat,
same domain, he did nothing.
Shabbat hits later.
Right. Shabbat doesn't kick in until when? The last step, the last stride. Yeah. When they miss Akira and the shoot, he puts his foot in the shoot of the beam, because that's a separate times. Oh, separate times can be Hayav, two. Or what's the case where he's Hayav, where it comes simultaneous? Dragging. Because when you drag, everything happens at the same time. Because you're not Hayav Gireva until you, because you didn't lift it. You're not Hayav until it leaves the domain. And you're not Hayav Shabbat until also it leaves the domain. So therefore, that's why the Gemara had to give a Hiluk between Omed, or the case of Hagbaha, and Girera Aliba, the Ben Azai. Al Zorek Mai. But what's going to be the case if a person, let's say, throws the item? Patur. Which means in that case over there, when he takes the item and he throws it, so you have simultaneous. Why do you have simultaneous? Because the Shabbat doesn't hit until it leaves the Reshut Rabim. Right? And when does the... Zorek patur, why? Because when he picks it up, already we say that the Akira is the beginning of the Hanaha, right. And therefore at the time that he picked it up, already you're starting your Shabbat, right. And you're also starting your Geneva the second he picked it up. So therefore you can have a case over here of Patur by Zorek. So Niflog v'nitni bedida. So give that case. Which we say, what's the case that you're going to be Hayav to when the guy walked it out? So the guy walked it out, what do we say? Hayav Geneva immediately. And the Shabbat doesn't hit until you walked it out. Because every time it's considered you walk, it's considered you're stopping. Aval Zorek Patur. But say Zorek Patur, why Patur? The second you lift it up, you kone it with the Geneva, then the Shabbat starts at that point because you have Akira and Zorek Anaha. So why don't you give that case? What did you have to introduce? Get it at all. So the Gemara says, Megarer v'yotzeh serichale. No, there's still a Hiddush in Megarer v'yotzeh. Why? Salkat d'achamina en derech hotza'ah bekar. I might have thought you're not even a Hayav hotza'ah. Maybe it's not the derech to drag something out. To be Hayav on Shabbat, you have to do it in a normal way. So I would have thought maybe there's not even a Hayuv Shabbat on hotza'ah when you drag something out. That's not the normal fashion. Kamash ma'lan, that what? It is the normal fashion. It is the normal way to teach us. Chedush in, get it out. So comes the Gemara and says, Ubemai. What type of item? You're telling me the Chedush is, you might have thought it's not the normal derech. Come on, it is the normal derech. Well, how big is the item that you're dragging? If it's a big item, heavy item, or hehu, what do you mean? That's the derech. How do you take a big item? You drag it. If it's a small item, not urhehu. It's not the derech. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Ela b'mitzayeh." The Hadith must be talking about something that's mediocre, right? It's not the heaviest item. It's not the lightest item. B'mitzayeh. Oh, so now the Gemara says, "Fine." Ude afkeh lehecha. Where did you bring it out of? Where did you bring it out of? Either afkeh l'rishut harabim. If the guy, let's say, brought it out into the Shul Terabim, Isur Shabbat Ika. Yes, Isur Shabbat Yahav. You went from the Shul Terabim, Shul Terabim. Isur Geneva Leka. But you don't have a Isur Geneva. Why? Because when you make a Mishicha, Mishicha is you're pulling. You didn't bring it into your domain. All you did is you brought it into the public domain. Public domain is not your domain yet. Which means if I lifted it up,
then you're koneh.
I'm koneh right away. I'm holding it. I don't care where I am, even if I'm in the guy's possession. But when I drag it, where I drag it to? To the public domain. There's not even geneva at that point.
Right. There's no
geneva until I bring it to my domain.
You didn't koneh.
So comes the Gemara and says, Ide afkel reshuti yachid. Oh, so you tell me what? You brought it from reshuti yachid to reshuti yachid. Isur geneva ika. Well, there you have reshuti yachid. Geneva. However, Isur Shabbat Leka. But you don't have Shabbat. Because bottom line, you went from the Shuti Yachid to the Shuti Yachid. So the Gemara says, look, we need a case where you have Shabbat and Geneva. So now we're asking another question. Where did you drag the item? If you dragged it into the Shuti Rabim, well, you have Shabbat because you went from the Shuti to the Shuti Rabim, but you have no Geneva because it didn't go into your possession. So you tell me you dragged it into your Shuti Yachid. So you don't have Shabbat then, because you went from the Shuta to the Shuta, but you just have Geneva. Give me the case where you have both Geneva and also Shabbat. Answers. Lo tzericha de afkeh litzideh reshut harabim. You brought it out to this, literally the sides of the reshut harabim. Now let's explain. In the older days, you had the reshut harabim, let's say, right? Now people, what they would do was, to protect their private property, they would put like pegs in their walls, so the carriages of, let's say, the animals do not lean against their walls. Wow. Now, meanwhile, under those pegs, really it's considered a Shuta Rabim. Right. But it's not called a Shuta Rabim proper because really people don't walk in those areas. So it's called Sider Shuta Rabim. So it's like the quasi Shuta Rabim. It's a Shuta Rabim, but it's not. So the Gemara explains. Uchman, who is this following like? Now we have a Shuta Rabim. He says, listen, there's no difference between a Shuta Rabim proper or Sider Shuta Rabim. So Isur Shabbat Ika. So we're back to the same question. Isur Shabbat, you're going to have. Because once you take it out from the Shuta, like the Sider Shuta Rabim, it's already Isur Shabbat. However, Isur Geneva Leka. Because bottom line, you didn't take it into your domain. You dragged it into the Shuta Rabim. Now, Ikerabanan, if it's going like the rabbis, the Amar, Sider Shuta Rabim, Lavkin Shuta Rabim Damu, which is where assuming that the rabbis know that Sider Shuta Rabim has the din of the Shuta Yachid. So Isur Geneva Ika, Isur Shabbat Leka. So we're back to the question. Good, so you told me Sider Shuta Rabim. Good. But Sider Shuta Rabim, how does that help me? So the Gemara.
Why do I have Geneva?
Again, odd palm, because if you consider like a Reshuta Yachid, Sider Reshuta Rabim, so therefore you have Geneva, because you went from Reshuta Yachid to your Reshuta Yachid, to your area, and therefore you're going to be Hayav Geneva with the Hayav Shabbat. So therefore the Gemara's question is, where did you drag it? So the Gemara says you dragged it to Tzideh. Oh good, Tzideh, what does Tzideh help me? We have a famous mark to the Bina, Ezra Banan. How do you classify Tzideh? If you consider Tzideh Reshuta like the Reshuta Rabim, so good. You don't have Geneva then. Shabbat you have, because you went from the Shuta Yachid, you dragged it out, it's in the Shabbat, good. So Shabbat you're going to have, but Geneva, you're not going to have, good. So where do we go like the rabbis? Well, the rabbis say Shidir Shutari is not like a Shutari, good. So Geneva you're going to have, but you're not going to have Shabbat. Right. So the Gemara said, Le'olam kerebili ezer. Really, I'll tell you, we go like Rabbi Eliezer, that Sider is Shuta Rabim, is like the Shuta Rabim. V'chi amar Rabbi Eliezer, Shuta Rabim, Shuta Rabim damu, hani mile le'inyan chiyuba de Shabbat. He said his law legabe Shabbat, which means when a guy takes from the Shuti Yahid into Tzideh, he's going to be hayav. For that, I'm going to call it shulamim. You know why I'm going to call it shulamim? The zimnin d'dahaker rabin v'aylelata. So sometimes people do cram themselves in these areas and walk. Sometimes shulamim is crowded. So what's the guy going to do? They'll walk in that area. So it is considered still the shulamim le'inyan. You're going to be hayav on Shabbat. Aval le'inyan mikna. However, le'inyan kinyan kaneh. You'll be kone, like which is exactly like a shuti yachid le'inyan kinyan. My tama that lo shchichi rabim, because bottom line, open. It's not often trampled by the rabim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's depend. It depends what you're discussing. If you're discussing Shabbat, tzideh reshut rabim has a din of reshut rabim. Nafkamina, if I drag something out, for example, our case, from the Shuti Ya'ira and it ended up in the Tzidir Shuti Rabim, you're Hayav. Uh-huh. Why? Because bottom line, people do access that area if they need to. Medohak. Good. But Inyan Kinyan, since it's not frequently trampled on or walked on, because it's really on the side, so therefore it's considered Shuti Ya'ira for Kinyan. So let's review the answer now. Bottom line, the case was talking, the guy dragged from the Shuti Ya'ira. As he's dragging, he did nothing yet. There's no Gineva at the time of the dragging, and there's no Shabbat yet at the time of the dragging. Everything hits the second it's removed. Where do you remove it to? Tzideh. Oh, at that point, Tzideh Shut Rabim, Nanyan Shabbat, that means you went from the Shut Rabim to the Shut Rabim. Hayav Shabbat. Oh, and you made a Kenyan at that point also. Why? For Kenyan, it's considered like a Shut Yahid. If you brought it to your domain, then you Hayav as well. Rav Asher gives a different answer. Rav Asher Amar, Kegon Shitziref Yado Lemata Mishlosha Vikbelo. Which means, the case is talking about, he took his, let's say, his right hand, right? And the item is less than 3 tefachim, it's on the floor, let's say. And he rolled it out, and he caught it with his other hand in the on the other side. On the Shut Yahid is one side, he rolled it out, then he scooped it into the other hand, into the Shut Rabim. That's where Rashi to get the case. Nevashe Amar, Megarer v'yotzeh, yeah, you're rolling it. The Kamar, Patur, Le'olam b'Rishut Rabim. It's not about a regular Rishut Rabim. Don't give me Sidei Rishut Rabim. Give me a regular Rishut Rabim. Oh, U'dekashach Isur Gineva Leka. What was your question? When it lands in the Rishut Rabim, there's no Gineva. It didn't land in the Rishut Rabim. It landed in your hand. Which means the guy's had his hand in the Rishut Rabim, right? He rolled it with one hand. He rolled it. There's nothing at that point.
Yeah.
The second he rolls it into the Rishut Rabim, already it's Shabbat.
Yeah.
But where did it land in the Rishut Rabim?
In the Rishut.
It landed in his hand. And therefore, in his hand, it's considered already
stealing.
Which means his hand is low. His hand is in the Rishut Rabim. But by, since it's in his hand, that's considered like private property. We'll see why. And therefore, it's Hayav Geneva at the same time. Again, we're looking for a case. How do you have Shabbat and Geneva at the same time? So we said till now, you rolled it in the Shut Rabim. Hey, rolled it in the Shut Rabim. There's no Geneva in the Shut Rabim. You rolled it. You're dragging it, right? You're dragging. Once you get to the Shut Rabim, there's no Geneva in the Shut Rabim.
Nothing
happened. Oh, the case of the way, you know, you rolled it, or you dragged it, but you dragged it into your hand. That was in the Shut Rabim. Now, why is your hand different? So the Gemara says, Kedraba. The Amarava, Yado Shel Adam, Hashuva lo ke arba'a al arba'a. Remember we learned the Masechet Shabbat. In order to be hayav, an akira or a hanacha, you have to take it off a place that's a hashuv place, or put it down in a place that's a hashuv place. What's a place that's makom hashuv? Something that's 4x4 tefahim. That's considered already a hashuv place. So it's not, which is, for example, you have a narrow area, you're not going to be hayav. You took it off it, it's not an akira, or you place it on that narrow item, it's like a hanacha. It has to be 4x4 tefachim. So the Hiddush of Rabbah is a person's hand, even though it's not 4x4, but since people do put things in your hand, you hold things because you're able to clutch, you're able to hold it. So therefore the Hiddush is that Yadoshin Adam has a deen of 4x4. Nafkamina, if I got to say takes from somebody's hand, that's akira. Or let's say places in somebody's hand, even though it's not 4x4, as a deen of hanaha. Now, what is Rava's deen? Help us over here. Read Rashi, please. Kedrava. Let's read the one before that. Rashi before that. Kegon shitziref yado. Hashiniya
lefahot mishlosha samuch lekarka, which means his hand was rolling the item, let's say next to the ground. Ubiado ahad girirav v'nafla letok chavirta. Right, one hand you rolled it into the other hand, the yado kanyale, and you were kone it in the other hand. Kedrabad amar ba yado shlam hashuva le'inyan hanachat Shabbat kimkom arba'a al arba'a. Now, what is Rabba's din got to do with us? We're talking about kinyanim over here. What is Rabba's din that a hand's got a din of 4x4 to find the nyan, the subject of kinyan? So that she, v'chiyeki de'inyan Shabbat hashuv makom le'inyan mikniya, so le'inyan kinyan name hashuv makom le'mikne ki'ilu higbiya le'mala mishlosha. The amazing hadushim, which means to kone something, you have to lift it 3 tefachim off the ground. If you don't lift it 3 tefachim off the ground, it's like a tzedek hagbaha. Now this case over here is the guy's hand is on the ground. Okay, so what you could, that's why you hayav on Shabbat, right? You went from the shute yachayit, landed his hands, because it's in the shute rabim. But inyan kinyan, since it landed on a makom hashuv, it's as if it's above three.
Wow,
just like Rava said that yado on a different subject. Inyan Shabbat, it's considered makom hashuv when you place something on it. So once something lands on your hand, it's considered as if it's above three where your body is. Like, mm-hmm. And therefore, the Nyan Kinyan is going to be called a Miyu, that's she, Birshuti Yachid lo Agveh, which means he did not lift it into the Shuti Yachid. So when it came into the Rishut Rabim, the Kinyana Ba'in Ke'ehad, which means when it rolls into his other hand, it's the Rishut Rabim still. So there was Shabbat Yachayav at that point. Now since in his hand, it's considered as if it's above three in the reshut hayachid, because it's his, and if it's chayav at that well, I'll get him. But lahachi, meshal kishisirev the lot of agbah b'shut hayikatakar mikadavi yotzeh. Exactly. Then we have to give the case over which in his hand. So the hand, you gain both. It's low. So if it's in the shut rabim, but at the same time, once it hits the hand simultaneously, you get Shabbat, and at the same time, you get also geneva based on Avaz din. So comes the Gemara and says like this. Rav Acha matne hache, Ravina. Rav Acha matne hache, Ravina. Matne le'olam de'afkel l'rishut rabim, u'b'rishut rabim namekana. Which means the Gemara now is quoting Rav Acha and Ravina, two rabbis. Rashi, good. Look at Rashi. Rav Acha matne hache kedamran de meshicha b'rishut rabim lo kane. Good. Like we learned till now, that when you make a meshicha b'rishut rabim, it's nothing. Umokima kishisiref yada. Rav Acha is going to learn the case has to be talking about where you guys stuck his hand out, because if you're just going to make a meshicha straight into the b'rishut rabim, not good. So how do you get around that issue? If you hold that a mishikhan, the shut rabim is not kone, the only way you can solve that, the Rav Acha is going to tell you is what? That it went into his hand. Since his hand is a makom hashuv, you be kone. So let's read that inside the Gemara again. Rav...
That's where I'm at.
Rav Acha matne ache, meaning Rav Acha holds that Mishikhan Rishut Rabim doesn't work, therefore we had to learn the case to the way guys took us in. Ravina matne le'olam de'afkel Rishut Rabim u'b'rishut Rabim namekana, which means according to Ravina, he'd have to come out of this whole business. He holds you can't make a kinyan Rishut Rabim, therefore the case is talking about regular. Before we run into all these questions, you dragged it, and when it got into the shut rabim, the hayuv Shabbat, and you kone. Because according to Ravina, he bypassed the whole problem. Because Ravina holds you can't make a kinyan in shut rabim. Our whole issues in this whole Gemara started when we gave you a premise that a guy can't make a kinyan in shut rabim. Also, at Kesus, how you doing? So I have to say, it's Sideh, right, it's in his hand. But Ravina says, I got no problem with this whole Gemara. I hold a guy can make a
kinyan
in shut rabim. So therefore, the second he dragged it from the shut rabim to shut rabim, it's a different domain.
So finish.
Shabbat hits and the kinyan hits. Now the Gemara says, v'tarvayu, both
Rav Acha
and Ravina, b'diyuka deham matnitin kamepalgeh.
Their source is based on a diyuk that they made from the following Mishnah.
Okay, detnan, we have a Mishnah. Hayam moshko v'yotze.
Let's say you have a guy. He's taken an item outside the person's domain. He's dragging it out.
Umet.
And then the guy died on the way out.
Birshut be'arim.
When it was still in the guy's domain. He didn't end up, he didn't pull it out yet totally, right?
So patur.
So he's patur.
Because he didn't do anything. Look at that. Hayam moshko begonev behemat.
Somebody stole an animal, let's say.
He didn't die, the animal died. Birshut be'arim ka'e be'perek merubah. Umet hashor.
The animal died.
Right.
Exactly, which means as long as he didn't take it out of the domain yet, it's still the owner's. So I got a guy's holding on to an ox. He's pulling it out. He didn't remove it yet. All of a sudden the ox died. The owner comes and says, hey, you were trying to steal my ox, pay me. Yes, I didn't steal it yet. Still your item. Was it koneh yet? Right?
Continue. Higbiho.
Oh, but let's say he lifted it.
No, then he's koneh.
Once you lift it, even if you're in the domain of the owner, and the animal dies now, you're ganav. Let's say actually took it out.
Then already what?
Vamit.
Hayav.
Good. Now that's the statement. Now let's see how the rabbis would medayek this statement.
Ravina diyek meresha, Ravacha diyek mesefa. Ravina.
Now let's get Ravina shita was that what you could make a kinyan in the reshut harabim.
So therefore he says diyek meresha. He makes a diyek from the resha. What's the diyek? Hayam moshko v'yotze v'met b'reshut be'alim patur.
You were dragging it and then it died, so you're going to be patur. So the Gemara makes a diuk now.
Ta'ama demet b'reshut ba'alim.
That's only because it died in the reshut ba'alim. That's why you can be patur. However, but let's say you kept on dragging it.
B'reshut ba'alim, and you took it out of the reshut ba'alim, v'met. Hayav, implying what?
You don't need to...
Because you made a kinyan in the reshut ba'alim. She's the only reason why you told me you're patur, because it died in the reshut ba'alim. But if you dragged it out to the reshut harabim, then it died. You'll be hayav. So what do you see from over here?
You
can make a kinyan in the reshut harabim from the diuk of the resha.
Good. Now, lavacha.
That says you can't make a kinyan in the reshut harabim.
Diyek masefa.
Now let's see the masefa.
Higbiho.
You lifted it up.
Oshotzio.
Good. So you put two cases together. You put hagbaha. And hotza'a, you bunched them together. So the Gemara says, hotza'a dumya da hagba'a. Hotza'a's got to be similar to hagba'a. Ma hagba'a date lirshute. Just like hagba'a, when you lift it up, it came to your possession. You're holding it. Af hotza'a name date lirshute. So too, it's got to come to your reshut. But the reshut is not enough.
Right.
So therefore, he's medayek from the sefa.
Right.
From the fact that it bunched up hotza'a hagba'a, hotza'a's got to be like hagba'a. Just like when you make hagba'a. Who's the shooter going
yours.
To? Mine, I'm holding it. So to hotza'at, because the shooter, that's not mine. It's got to go into the shoot.
Yachid.
Good. So now the Gemara says,
L'rav acha kashya resha, L'ravina kashya sefa.
Which is now both respective rabbis have to answer their colleagues' diyuk. Right? So the Gemara says,
Resha l'rav acha lo kashya.
Now again, Rav Acha is the shita that holds what?
Rav Acha holds that you cannot make a kinyan
in the Reshut Rabim. Okay, you cannot make a kinyan in the Reshut Rabim. So the Gemara says like this:
Kama de lo atel reshute reshut be'alim karinan be.
Which was what was the diyuk that we made in the Resha?
The Resha's case was that what
the guy was dragging it out. And it died in the reshut ba'alim. It died, you patur. Implying what? That if it died when you took it out, chayav. Right. No. Which means, I'll tell you that the diuk should be like this. When it died in the reshut ba'alim, you patur.
Right.
And by the way, until you take it out of the reshut ba'alim, you patur. Including the reshut rabim.
Nice.
Which means, who told you the reshut rabim is considered the reshut reshuto?
Right.
Maybe I'll tell you right. Until you take it out of the reshut ba'alim. When it's in the guy's domain, for sure it's the reshut ba'alim. Even when you take it into the reshut harabim, it's still the reshut ba'alim. You're not going to be hayav till you bring it into your reshut.
Okay.
Now,
Sefad Rabina lo kasha. Let's go the other way. Rabina, even when you put it in the Nishut Rabim, you kone. Right? So now we have a problem with what? The Sefa.
Because of lifting.
So the Gemara answer, right? Because it's master what? That Hagbaha is similar to Hotzah.
Right.
Just like Hagbaha is your Rishut, so Hotzah can be your Rishut. He'll say very simply, you don't say that. Just because it bunches it up together, who said that you have to put the dinim together? I'll tell you. Hagbah, it's your issue. Hotza'ah, even in the Shutarabim. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.